حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المتين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Inshallah, this is the last of these lectures that I will be giving. Next week we will start a new subject that I wanted to start this week, but inshallah, since we are going to be working after the speech, trying to get ready for the event tomorrow, and I will explain to you after the speech what we will be doing. So I'm going to keep this inshallah short and try to conclude what we had been discussing about, some of the words of Surah Al-Fatiha and what it means and what Allah wants to teach us and what He wants us to say when we pray to Him and when we are up in His presence every day. We see that last week we have spoken about Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, and Allah wanted to teach us that first, before we seek help from Allah, first we must show what we have done for Him. We must come forward and show what we have done for Him. And that's why, first of all, we say that we worship Allah, we serve Allah, only Allah do we serve. Then after that we say, only Him do we ask help from. So at first you need to offer something and then seek His assistance. Then ask something of Him and from Him. Then He says that whatever you give, even though what you give is very minute and very small, but then when you would ask, even if it is small, what I give is according to my level. What you give is according to your level. So for your level, you do what you can. But when it comes to asking me, and when I have opened the door for you to ask, you will see that I will do it at my level. Meaning that what you will get from me is so abundant that you will never be displeased with it. In fact, it will just make you glad and gleeful, no matter how much you are going to go and see my blessings that I will give you. This is one of those statements where we see that a person in whole the surah, that we see that Allah now changes the tone and the verb or the person who's talking. Until now it was about Allah, now it's a statement that we are making about ourselves. This is the reason why we see that that hadith, if you remember, where Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
When whenever he used to pray, he used to stop at this ayat after reading this ayat and pause in his prayer. And he would have a pause in his prayer, and one of the companions went up to him and say, why do you stop at this ayat? Why do you pause here? And we notice that pause in your prayer. What is the reason that you pause? And Imam asked him, don't you see what is being said? Don't you know what you are saying? You see, before this ayat, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, all the ayats that we have read, everything that we have said is truthful. It is the truth. There is no doubt about it. You said, Alhamdulillah. Praise is for Allah. There is no doubt about that. Praise is for Allah. It is for no one else. Who is Rabbul Alameen? There is no doubt that He is the Rabb of the whole Alameen. Ar-Rahman and Rahim, that He is Rahman and Rahim. He is Maliki Yawmiddin. Yes, it is true. He is Maliki Yawmiddin. Until now, whatever you said, I had no problem in saying it because it was the truth. But when I say, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, only You do I worship. And only You do I ask for help. Here, I don't know whether this is true or not. You see, now it's a statement about yourself and about your faith. You're making a statement about your own faith now. Iyaka na'budu. We worship You. Now you're speaking about yourself. Now, this is the place where a person needs to contemplate. To really see if what he is saying is truthful or not. Whether he is lying to Allah or whether he is being honest with Allah. He needs to know whose presence he is standing before, and when he is making a statement, then he needs to know that the statement that he is making is an honest statement. Right? Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. It's not about Allah, it's about you. Right? It's your ideology that you're presenting to Allah, and you're making a statement on your behalf that only You do I worship. So Allah is saying, okay, this is what you are saying. It better be true. Right? So you see this. That's why the Imam is saying, this is a place for you to stop and think. Whether you're being honest or not. Whether you're being truthful or not. Because before this, everything was right. You had no problem in saying it. You had no problem in
That's right.
Talking of it. Right. Alhamdulillah. We know Alhamd is for Allah. There's no doubt about that. Right? Rabbul Alameen, no doubt about that. Rahman Rahim, no doubt. Maliki Yawmiddin, right. No doubt about that.
Iyyaka
na'budu, there is doubt about this. Right? There is shak, there is doubt. I mean, is this true what I'm saying or not? See, that's the reason this ayat is the ayat where Allah has given this lesson to us, that you, first of all, establish Allah's worship, serve Him, and then seek His assistance. Ask help from Him. So now, if you see, each and every ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha has a different lesson for people. Has a different lesson for people. And I want you to understand this because I want to end this series of lecture today. So that's why I want you to now pay attention to what I'm saying. Right? Each of these words in Surah Al-Fatiha have a lesson for us. There's a lesson Allah wants to teach us. First of all, He established the worship. He said, you worship Allah, then you ask help. Then you seek help. Right? Now, when you seek help, when I have given you the door and the opportunity to ask, when I have opened the door for you to now seek assistance from me, and I have shown you how to do it, so now as a Muslim and as a believer, now we say, Alhamdulillah, now Allah wants us to make dua. You know, for example, when we do the amal of Laylatul Qadr, when we do the amal, you see that after reading the du'as, you know, the amal are going on, and then now it says, okay, now you seek hajat and you seek your needs from Allah. You see, so now at that point, Allah gave you the opportunity to ask from Him. He opened the door. He opened the door and said, go and ask. So when you are asking, when you ask Allah, now what do we say? What do we ask for? Right? More income, better job, better house, you know, like more leisure time, right? And now you are asking for everything to improve your life, right? To better your life, you know? So you got a better house, better car, better spouse, you know, you're asking for all these things. Now, Allah is saying, listen, I want to teach you something. When I gave you the door to ask for it, you can ask me anything. You can ask me anything. When I gave you the opportunity to seek assistance from me, you can seek assistance in anything. You can ask me for anything. Because I am Rabb, I am the one who takes care of you. But I will teach you something here so that you understand something while you read this. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. You read it. I gave you the door. I opened the door for you to ask me. And you can ask me for anything. But let me tell you the best thing you can ask from me. Let me teach you the best thing that you can ask from me. اَهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Now that I have opened the door for you to ask, now this is what is the best thing and the most important thing you can ask for.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Guide us to the straight path.
Subhanallah.
Allah, show us the straight path. Give this. This is what is more important for you. When I gave you the chance, when you have the chance to ask me, this is what you need to ask me. This is the most important thing that you need to ask me.
Ya Allah.
You see, if you compare the importance of Siratul Mustaqim, the right path, to everything else that you have, and all the blessings of Allah that you have, you see that every blessing that you have is overshadowed by this one blessing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right?
Allah.
This is overshadowed by this one blessing you have of Siratul Mustaqim. Mm. You know, if you are poor, a poor person is living his life. He is living his life and he is going to die. A rich person is also living his life and he is going to die.
Sure.
You know? A person who is healthy is living his life, he's going to die. And a person who's sick, he is living his life and he's going to die. A person who has a home is living his life and he's going to die. And a person who's homeless is living his life and he's going to die. You see, all these things that we have, a home or a job or money or wealth and anything you have, you know, whether you have a spouse or you don't have a spouse, whether, you know, whatever blessing you can think of. If you have eyes or you don't have eyes, people who don't have eyes, they're also living. Mm-hmm. They're also living and they're also going to die, just like those who have eyes are going to die. Mm-hmm. My brother, understand this. All of these things are going to go on and you are going to die, and all these blessings that were there, they will be cut short. So now tell me, what was the worth and what did your eyes give you in your life? Mm. Awesome. They, really, for most people, all they gave him is more burden of sin. What did their tongue that they are so happy with, that they can speak, the speech that they have, what did this speech give them? Awesome. You see, just gave them more burden of sin.
Ya Allah, ya Allah.
That's all the speech gave them. Really, those who are mu'min, for them their speech was useful, because whenever they opened their mouth, it was for something useful.
Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
It was for something useful. Those who are not, they are, whenever they open their mouth, it's for something useful.
Ya Allah.
Right? Adding a burden, because everything we say is there as a witness against us. We said this. Mm. Right? I said this. It came out of my mouth. It's there now as a witness. It's a picture that is going to be shown to us. You said this. We can't deny it, because our tongue will say, yes, I said it. Right? So all these things, blessings we have, you see, are no more than a burden for us. If we didn't have them, we wouldn't have the sins related to them. If we didn't have eyes, we wouldn't have the sins related to them. Really. Those people who don't have eyes are better off. Those people who don't have tongues are better off. Those people who don't have listening power are better off. Because they don't have the ability to sin with those things. They don't have the ability to sin with those things. So if someone is blind, why do we look down on them? Right? Why do we say, oh look, he's blind. That's good, he's blind. You know? What am I doing with these eyes?
Ya Allah.
You think about that. So now what happens, all these blessings that we have, all of these blessings are there for, you know, a trial for us. Now you see, compare all these blessings, you can live with them and you can live without them. You see, you can live with them, you can live without it. You can die with them, you can die without them. You can do all these things with them or without them. But there's only one blessing that if you die without, then you'll always be at loss. You see, if you don't have any of these blessings, but you just have Sirat al-Mustaqim and the right path, then you know what? You will die. But when you die, you will be happy. You don't have any other blessing except for this one. But if you had everything else except for this one, you will die, and make sure that you will die. And you will be sad. You will be shocked and you will be in pain. You see, my friends, this Sirat-e-Mustaqim is so important. Sirat-e-Mustaqim is so important that Allah says, listen, when I give you the permission to ask me and seek assistance from me, then this is what you ask before anything else. This is the best thing for you. This is the most important thing for you. For you as a human being, the most important thing is Sirat al-Mustaqim. When you look at the world, and when human beings speak about the issues that face humanity, you see, you have all kinds of people who come to international platforms like UN, and they say all kinds of things.
Right? That's right.
They say, for example, right. They say, the most important thing that facing human beings is hunger. The most important thing that is facing all of humanity is the oil crisis. The most important thing that is facing us is the high taxes. The most important thing that's facing us is the homelessness. The most important thing that is facing us is the lack of education. Everyone, all of these people say all these things. You see, they're saying all kinds of craziness, and not one idiot is born who's going to come up there and say the most important thing that is facing humanity is that they have lost the straight path. That they have deviated from the path of Allah.
That's right.
You see that? That they have went away from the path of Allah. All these idiots who go up there say all kinds of things about human beings. Wow. Allah is saying, listen, the most important issue for all of humanity is Sirat al-Mustaqim. So if you, for example, are asked, what is the most important thing for all of mankind, say that mankind has deviated from God's path. Mankind has gone away from Sirat al-Mustaqim. That is the most important thing that is facing mankind. That is the most important issue that mankind is facing. Not hunger, not homelessness, not disease, not taxes, not oil, not shortage of food, not lack of education. All of these things you can live without, you can die without.
That's right.
And if you die without them, it will not hurt you or help you in any way. What is going to help you is if you know what is the right path and you're on it. This, my brothers and sisters, is what is the most important thing. And that's why Allah is saying that when he said nasta'in, when you said iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, and seek help from Allah, the first thing to ask and the most important thing to ask is ahdina sirat al-mustaqim. Show us the right path. That is what you need. That is the most important thing in your life. That is what you have. This is the reason. Show us the right path. Now, understand from here, the most important requirement of religion we learned in Alhamdulillah. is the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah. That is the most important requirement of religion. The most important thing to ask from Allah, we learned in Ihdinas Siratul Mustaqim. Most important thing to ask Allah from is the right path. Siratul Mustaqim. Right? Now, what is the most important blessing of Allah? See, understand, what is the most important blessing of Allah? And I mentioned this when I was mentioning the explanation of Rahman and Rahim. If you remember that, Allah mentions Rahman as an attribute of Allah, as a sifat, an attribute of Allah. When he says Allahu Rahman, he says Allah is the beneficent. So, this Rahman is becoming an attribute of Allah. Right? It's becoming an attribute of Allah. Now, there's only one place in the Quran where he used Rahman as his own being, as himself. And I said that that place was Surah Ar-Rahman when he mentions Ar-Rahman. The beneficent. That's me. Allah is saying that's me, the beneficent. Because every place Rahman is used to show Allah's greatness. But when he says Ar-Rahman, he doesn't want to speak of his greatness, he wants to speak of the blessings he has given you. Because that is a place where he's listing out his blessings. Ar-Rahman. And when I say Ar-Rahman and I'm listing out the blessings, then the first blessing, the most important blessing I have given mankind is Allama al-Qur'an.
Oh, SubhanAllah.
Who has taught you the Qur'an. This is the most important blessing that Allah has given us. You see that? And obviously, for us, really, how close we are to the Qur'an shows how much blessed we are. If we are away from the Qur'an, then we are not blessed by Allah, because this is the most important blessing, Qur'an. Right? And knowledge of the Qur'an is the most important blessing. So when we have the Qur'an, and when we are close to the Qur'an, so it means that we are blessed. The closer we are, the more blessed we are. The further we are, the less blessed we are. Right? From the Qur'an. Now, obviously you see that. Those who are very far away from the Qur'an, you see that the Book of Allah is a in their homes like a dust collector. It's there to collect dust. Really. And in, you know, really, any Islamic center or masjid you go to, you see them. Are they blessed by Allah or not? By looking at the shelf of Qur'ans. If you see the dust on the Qur'ans, you know that how much is being used. Right? How much is being used. Right? By looking at this. So at least, if you are an Islamic center, then at least you should appoint someone to clean at least dust off that rack, so that your being away from the Qur'an would not be so apparent and obvious. Right? At least, you know, you can hide it from others. Listen, we make sure that there's no dust on it, at least. You know? But the reality is that the closer you get to the Qur'an, then you see that the Qur'an is closer to you, the more blessed you are by Allah, because Allah says, this is the greatest blessing. You see? The knowledge of the Qur'an is the greatest blessing. And when you get so close to the Qur'an, when you have so much knowledge of the Qur'an, that your life and the Qur'an cannot separate from one another, then you become the Qur'an and Qur'an becomes you.
SubhanAllah.
You see that?
SubhanAllah.
That means that the closer you are, you have knowledge of the Qur'an in such a way that everything you do is what the Qur'an is.
SubhanAllah.
That it means that you are the most blessed by Allah.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah, that's right.
So if you want to know That when we say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, then this is the knowledge of the Quran that we are trying to show you. Knowledge of the Quran. And you don't have it. So since you don't have it, then you would know this path not by the knowledge of the Quran or the knowledge of the path, but by those who are blessed by Allah. My friends, understand this. Ahdina Sirat al Mustaqim. Guide me. Allah, show me the straight path. The straight path is the Quran. I don't know the Quran. I don't know it that well. But then Allah is saying, Sirat al Ladina an'amta alayhim. That this is the path of those that Allah has blessed. And the blessing of Allah is the knowledge of the Quran. Blessing of Allah is the knowledge of the Quran. Those who have the most knowledge of the Quran are the most blessed by Allah. That's why when you want to see who those blessed ones are, then you have to see who cannot be separated from the Quran.
Subhanallah.
If you want to see who cannot be separated from the Quran, then just hear what the Prophet said, that I leave amongst you two things.
Subhanallah.
The Book of Allah and Ahlul Bayt. These two things cannot be separated from one another. Here we understand, my friends, that Sirat is for those Allah has blessed. Who has Allah blessed? The ones He has given the knowledge of Quran.
Subhanallah.
He's the one. They are the ones that Allah has blessed. It's their task. Right? They walk on it, you follow them.
Subhanallah.
Let me explain to all my youngsters here what this means. You know, let me explain to you what this means. You see, someone is new here. He just came here to this town, lives in your neighborhood, and he wants to go to the masjid. So what happens is that, you know, you say, oh, you see this brother who's there, he goes to the masjid every evening. You just follow him and you will reach the masjid. You know.
Subhanallah.
So, you know this brother goes to the masjid every evening. He goes there.
That's beautiful.
Follow him, he goes there. So this brother is going.
Ya Allah.
This brother is going and you're behind him.
Subhanallah.
Both of you are riding on the path to the masjid.
Subhanallah. That's right.
And both of you are going to reach the masjid.
Ya Allah.
You see? Both of you are riding on that path. Both of you are going to reach the masjid. You see that? Now, there's a difference between you and him. He is driving on the path because he knows it. You are driving on the path because you're following him.
Right. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
You see, my friends, understand this. The difference between us and Ahlul Bayt is just this much. They walk on Allah's path because they have the knowledge of the Quran and they know what they're doing. We are just following them because as long as we follow them, we will reach where they are reaching.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Understand this. This is all that's happening. This is all that is happening. This person who knows the way to the masjid, he knows it. I don't know it. I'm just looking at this car and saying, just keep up with him. I'm just trying to keep up with him. And I don't know. Now, let me give you another example. Now, this brother asks you, you know, where is the masjid? Now you show him a brother who sometimes in the evening goes to the masjid and sometimes to the club. He said, you know, he also goes to the masjid, follow him, but he doesn't go there every day. You know, sometimes he goes right and left. You know, he makes a left and goes to whatever club and casino he goes to, right? So now, if I start following him, Sometimes I might reach the masjid, sometimes I might reach the club. Yeah. I'm not going to reach the masjid every day. You know, sometimes he goes there, sometimes he doesn't. So the issue is that we cannot follow those people who go somewhere else some of the time. We can only follow those people who go to the masjid all of the time. Understand this. We can only follow those people who go there all the time. Otherwise, if we start following those who make a left sometimes, then we will also start making those lefts and reach the wrong place. We need to only follow those people who are going to reach the masjid, who are going to reach Allah. So as long as they are reaching Allah, we know that as long as we follow them, we are going to reach our destination. And then, this, my brothers, is all that it is, right? And now, you know, I mean, I want to now explain this one more thing here so that you understand this a little bit better, right? And this is an issue, and hopefully you will understand this, right? The issue is that, you know, we say that Siratul Mustaqim is Islam, the deen of Allah, the religion of Allah. Now, and Allah has asked us to say and make this dua, Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim, every day, at least 10 times. Right? If you are a Muslim, you're saying this. And only a Muslim would say this. And not only just any Muslim, but the one who's praying is saying this. So you have a Muslim who entered Islam. And not only entered Islam, he is praying to Allah. And in his prayer, he is saying, Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim, show me the right path. So if I became a Muslim, and if I am praying, and if I am good, why are we saying, Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim?
That's right.
Allah.
That's right.
Why are we asking this question now? Why are we making this dua? Why does Allah want us to make this dua now? I mean, we already entered Islam, we already have Iman, we already are good, you know. We are mu'min, alhamdulillah, we are mu'min. We believe in Ahlul Bayt, we believe in everything, you know, we are praying, we still, you know. I believe in Ahlul Bayt, I'm a mu'min, I'm Iman, Ali is the Wali of Allah, I have no doubt about that.
Allah.
Right? Now what I say is that I still have to pray. I mean, it's not that when you accept Him, it doesn't mean, you know, that it's cancelled and you have a one-way ticket to heaven. Oh, it's not that. You know, you have to pray. And in prayer, you have to say, Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim again. And say, Allah, you know, listen, I have found Ahlul Bayt. That's the right Siratul Mustaqim. But I still am saying, Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim. Why am I saying this? Why am I saying this? My friends, understand this. You can understand this if you have the understanding of blessings. If you know what blessings are, then you would know what this means. You see, sometimes we have these blessings and we think that when Allah blessed us with, let's say, life, then it's like, for example, He gave it once and that's it. Or He gave us eyes. He put the eyes in there, He gave us sight. Whatever He blew, alhamdulillah, we have it now. You know, we think that the blessings that Allah has given us is like, for example, you blow air into a balloon and let it go. And as long as it goes, you say, Allah blew the air in us and we are going to go until we die. Right? You see, that's not the case. And I want you to understand this. When Allah gave life, we were alive, we are alive today. We are here, talking, sitting, listening, learning. We go tonight, and who knows, tomorrow we will all get a call that this brother is gone. Now he's gone. He had life yesterday. His life is finished today. Right? See, understand this. We got it. No, he's gone, he's finished, it's over. And he's done for. So now what happens? You now are in this situation that this life that you have, right, you will see that you come across a situation where you feel scared for your life, and you came out. Now let's say this brother got really ill, went into coma, everyone's saying, you know, like, Amma Yujib, and after Amma Yujib, any time it could happen that you're saying Fatiha for him now. So you don't know when Amma Yujib is going to turn to Fatiha.
Yeah,
and if it doesn't turn to Fatiha, then you say, you know, Allah gave me another life. Right? You appreciate the life now more. Now Allah gives you the example of death all around you. I mean, yesterday, if someone's eyes were very clear, he had no problem with his eyes, but all of a sudden something happened to his eyes. Now he can't see himself.
Yeah, Allah.
You see? It's over. It's finished. He doesn't have eyes anymore. So, now if nothing happens to him, if his eyes are still there today when I woke up, then it doesn't mean that it's the same blessing Allah gave me, but it means it's a blessing that Allah has renewed again with me.
Ya Allah. This is true.
You see, every breath that we take, every breath that we are taking is a new blessing of our life. Every time we wake up and we see that we can see, it is a new blessing for us.
Yes.
You see, it's not that Allah just gave it once and that's it. It's with us till we die. Every moment Allah is renewing that blessing for you. And this is known by the fact that any minute you can lose it.
Allahu Akbar.
Any minute you can lose it. Just like if you lose your blessing any minute, you need to be thankful that you still have it. You need to appreciate the fact that you still have those blessings that Allah gave us. If you see a blind person, then at least appreciate Allah gave you the eyes. Right? And those eyes He is giving you every day, every moment. If He is letting you live, you are being kept alive every morning. You are not the one living. Allah is keeping you alive. Allah is letting you have these, extending this blessing for you. You see, Allah is extending that blessing for you. So every moment you need to be thankful of the blessing. Everyone understand this? And all these blessings, just like they are in danger of being lost, then the greatest blessing that Allah gave us is Siratul Mustaqim. And just like these are in danger of being lost, that is also in danger of being lost.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, which is true.
You see, our eyes are in danger of being lost, so we should be thankful every moment for them. Our life is in danger of being lost, you should be thankful every moment for them. Sirat-e Mustaqim is a blessing. The right path is a blessing, and it is in danger of being lost. That's the reason Allah is saying, always remember me day and night and ask me for the right path. Because you are in danger of losing it. And in the life that you are living, my friends, understand this, in the life that you are living, me and you and all of us are living over here, we are able to walk home, we are able to go here, this and that, because we don't have an enemy who's out there to kill us. Right? I mean, there's no enemy. If you know that there's an enemy and you know there's a gangster who's out there to kill you, you won't be walking so easily, right? You'll be hiding yourself. Right? You'll be hiding yourself and you would be in your house and not leaving your house. But my friends, understand this. In our physical blessings that we have, our life and this and that, we don't have an enemy who's there and wanting to kill us. But in our spiritual life, there is an enemy who has taken an oath to destroy you. Who has taken an oath to destroy you. He said, I will kill and destroy all the children of Adam. You have an enemy. So when you know you have an enemy who's out there to get you, and you know you have an enemy who's out there to destroy you, then in that regard, you should be so much careful of that blessing He wants to destroy you with. He's not against you having a big house. He's not against you driving an expensive car. He's not against you having expensive clothes and stylish clothes. He's not against you eating good food. He's against that you are on the right path. He wants to destroy the right path that you are on. So now when you know there's an enemy, we are in danger of losing it ourselves. Then you have an enemy who wants to kick you out of it. But listen how much careful you need to be. And how much you need to ask Allah. That Allah, every day and night I'm asking, Ahdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Show me the right path. Do not let me get lost.
Ya Allah.
Salawat alaikum.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
And hence, my friends, we see that's the reason Allah has emphasized Ahdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, that you know that this Sirat al-Mustaqim is in danger of being lost. You entered Islam, great, but you are always in danger of losing it.
That's better.
You are in danger, and then you have an enemy who wants to kick you out of it, who wants to get rid of you. So you have danger from both sides. So now when you have danger from both sides, that's the reason. Ask Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim all the time. This is the best thing you can ask from Allah. And this Sirat al-Mustaqim is the path of those whom Allah has blessed. And the blessing of Allah is the knowledge of Quran. Those who have the knowledge of the Quran, they are the ones who are blessed by Allah. Right? They are the ones who are blessed by Allah. Not those people that Allah is angry with or who have gone astray.
Ya Allah, that's beautiful. SubhanAllah.
Right? Now those people that Allah is angry with, nor those people who have gone astray.
SubhanAllah.
Right? Now this is, for example, in some people they say that this is, for example, the Jews that Allah is angry with, and the Christians who have gone astray. Right? Right? Dalil. And then it is said that, for example, in other terms, that those people that Allah is angry with, right, are, you know, for example, are those people who have the attributes that Bani Israel showed to their prophets. Right? And Ali are those people that show the attributes of the Christians who left God and have done shirk. So inshallah, this is where we see that we need to look at their path also and understand that.
Sorry.
Next week inshallah, we will start the subject of the seerat of Prophet Muhammad.
SubhanAllah.
Inshallah, that is for us an important important aspect of his life, knowing his life, because of the fact that he is the nucleus of Islam. And whatever we are, whatever we should be doing, we should be following his example. More so the Prophet than the Imams, because the Prophet lived in the time of non-Muslims.
Allahu Akbar.
And he lived in the time of Kufr.
Teach us.
So that his example is relevant to the situation we live in.
Teach us.
Right? And we need to know that, and we need to learn his life in that regard and go in detail as to what his example is for us. Inshallah, next week we will start that. Now, inshallah, we will end this with what we are going to do for tomorrow. Inshallah, as you know, we have the charity event tomorrow. Those people who are here, you know that the event is there. It's being advertised. And tomorrow, inshallah, we will have the event. The information is there of the park. Please arrange your rides to come there, who you're coming with, and this and that. After we have the dinner, we will be working to make the food for tomorrow. Inshallah, so we are going to need all the help from all the brothers. So we're going to divide them into units so that they can start doing the food. As you know, we make the food for close to 600 people for tomorrow. Right? And we have the pot here, you know, that can make the food for 600 people. Ours is the largest pot there. Right? And inshallah, you know, we will make the food there. And also, the other thing, right, is that tomorrow we will be wearing the black shirts that we had for Muslim Congress last year. with the signs of the Guardians of Islam on the back. That's the shirt we will be wearing, so make sure we all come out in that shirt. So anyone who doesn't have that shirt,
get it, bam.
No, I don't think we have any extras left. Anyone who doesn't have that shirt, now with that they can wear the ones that we wore the year before that, which was about the
those who stand and running like stuff.
Right, yeah, that one. Those who don't have it, they can wear that one. But wear black tomorrow, we are wearing that. Right? So inshallah, you know, make sure that we are out there. We are going to have, again, right, we are going to have our own stall there for the food. So, you know, and Haj Abbas is going to be in charge of that stall of serving the food. And then we are going to have a stall for Dawah and Tabligh. Right, and we will be there inshallah. I will be there and Hashim will be there, and we'll be organizing that stall. Right, so you know, for example, when we come out there, we are going to divide ourselves into these two groups, one helping out with the food and distribution of the food, the other that is helping out in the tabligh and dawah. Right, so inshallah, we will be able to divide that. And inshallah, play a role in all these things. Any questions?
About the festival?
Yeah, festival or speech.
When the Prophet declared Ali his successor and made him the distinction between right and wrong, By making this distinction, isn't he also saying the same thing like what he said in the speech? But if you separate yourself from Ali being the distinction between right and wrong, you already lost the power.
Yes. That's true. The fact is that he has left two things, the Quran and Ahlul Bayt. These two things do not separate from one another. In other words, whenever you see Ahlul Bayt saying or doing anything, they are not doing anything but what the Quran says. But what the Quran says. In fact, if you want to learn the Quran, you just look at their life and you know that this is Quran. This is a path of Allah. You know that. There is no, I mean, they cannot separate. When he says they cannot separate, it doesn't mean that the Quran is going to be away from them. What it means is that their life and the message of the Quran is one and the same thing. Right? And no one else amongst the whole Muslim world is like that. That's it. Sometimes they are radiallahu anhu, sometimes they are not. In some actions, Allah is saying they are ready, Allah, and He says that. He says those who made hijrah with the Prophet and did jihad in Allah's way, for them, ready, Allah. For those who made hijrah with the Prophet but abstained to do jihad with Allah, for them, it's not ready, Allah. But the Ahlul Bayt, right, they are with the Quran all the time. Not, you know, for example, when they are out of their home, they are with Ahlul Bayt. No, they are together all the time. He says they will not separate until they will reach me at the house of Kawthar.
Subhanallah.
And the day of judgment, when they will reach me, then they will reach me together. They will not separate. Right? And hence, they are together, not just for one day or 2 days, but until the day of judgment.
So in other words, not just like the Kafirs go on, the Christians go on straight, you have some Muslims who go straight.
Yeah, Allah says Munafiqeen. We have a chapter that's called Munafiqeen. We don't have a chapter that calls, you know, for example, Christians or, you know, Yahudi, you know, right? But we have a whole chapter that's called Munafiqeen. All right. Yes.
Give a speech.
I was listening to that.
going to make a great nation. This is the Allah promises. We're going to make a great nation. The Prophet Ibrahim's son.
Alright, inshallah. So, any question about the festival?
What time it starts?
It's going to start at the time that's mentioned there, right? Make sure you read the flyer. Make sure you come out there, arrange your rides, whatever the rides you have. Please arrange it, inshallah. Right? Make sure you do that. Yes, and about the food, my brothers and sisters, please pay attention. The only food that is halal there is our table. The only food that's halal there is our table. The other masjids, Al-Qassam, Slay, we do not trust their meat where they bring it from, because the people who bring it, they do not believe that they need to buy the meat from halal meat stores. In fact, to a lot of them, they just believe in Bismillah and eat it. So we do not trust their food, we do not eat their food. The only food that's halal is in our table, the chicken that is being made on the grill.
Exactly.
The chicken that's being made on the grill is halal, but it's not for you. They have mentioned that it's for homeless people, and we will keep it at that. We ask you not to go to that line where the grill is, that is meant for the poor and homeless and hungry people. Let them eat that, right? And if we run out of food, you know, we can always go and buy our own food. Don't worry about it, alright?
Don't worry about that.
No. I mean, no chicken, this and that. Just, you know, whatever, if there's leftover in our box and in our place, you know, you can eat it. If not, you know, then you can buy your own food or go home and eat. You know, we are there to help others. Right, just remember that. We are there to help others. We are there to do things for others.
So we can bring some snacks.
Yes, you know, for yourself, you bring some snacks and food on yourself that we can eat afterwards after, you know, all the people are done eating, then we can eat it. Alright? But the thing is that they have asked us, you know, obviously it is true that we shouldn't go there and be in the line where the homeless people stand for food, because it's for them. And we see all the Muslims are before that. That's terrible.
So we're also waiting for donations.
What donations? Those who want to donate for the food tomorrow, you can go ahead. I am here. You can give the money to me. Right? Those who want to donate for... Oh, yes. Next week, we have another picnic, as you know, with the Christians. Right? It's at the DDP Park.
Oh yes.
Right, we have that thing, so we were thinking of, I was thinking of making hamburgers, right, for next weekend, you know, because we take the meat, they bring the side dishes, right, we bring all the meat products, so, you know, we bring that, and they bring that, so it all works out, as we have done every year. So inshallah, next weekend, Sunday, we will be having that in the afternoon, starting at 2. At LEP Park. Any questions? Alright, then, inshallah, we will.